This is Dock Street, and the cobblestones you're walking on right now, well, this used to be a creek.
And the creek had tides, and slowed to a trickle in the summer months. Trash accumulated in the water, and many residents thought this could be a potential source of the disease that was taking over the city.
As August gives way to September, yellow fever claims more and more lives in Philadelphia. The symptoms are flu-like at first.
Fever, headache, muscle aches.
That's infectious disease specialist Esther Chernak. For some people, that is it. They get better. But for others, it only seems like they're better at first.
One of my patients stood up and shaved himself on the morning of the day he died.
They get up, they shave, they do what they're going to do, and then a small percentage of those folks, about 15%, are going to become much, much, much sicker.
The kidney and liver begins to fail. They bleed internally.
Vomiting blood, blood in the stool.
Panic is sweeping the city, and everybody wants to know, where is this disease coming from? And that's why we wanted to take you to this location.
Well, the cobblestone street here follows more or less exactly the course of the original course of the creek.
That's David Barnes, Associate Professor of History and Sociology of Science at the University of Pennsylvania.
It was certainly a very busy part of the city. There was a lot of commercial activity. So it's relatively quiet here now. This is a pedestrian street, so there are no cars driving by. And I think it would have been quite a bit noisier in 1793.
And this creek was just foul. People had been complaining about it for years.
Dock Creek was described as a receptacle for the carcasses of dead dogs and other carrion, and filth of various kinds, which laying exposed...
In 1793, people had many theories about the origins of disease. Nobody is looking through microscopes yet.
There's no germ theory of disease. There's no sense that there are living microorganisms spreading disease from one person to another or from the water or from food.
Instead, doctors observe what was happening and try to puzzle things together. With yellow fever, people are generally falling into two camps.
The first believe that epidemics were imported to cities like Philadelphia from overseas.
And there was a very busy commercial traffic between Philadelphia and various ports in the West Indies. Lots of traffic back and forth every day.
The epidemic also coincides with an influx of refugees fleeing the slave rebellion in Haiti. But on the other side of the debate, prominent Philadelphia physician Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, makes a different point.
Rush and his allies insisted that yellow fever could not be spread from person to person.
The fever has assumed the most alarming appearance. It not only mocks, in most instances, the power of medicine, but it is spread through several parts of the city.
Instead, they argued that yellow fever starts in places like this, right here.
It was spread through the air and through the emanations from accumulations of filth in the city.
This was often called a miasma, which were foul smells that traveled through the air that people at the time thought could cause disease.
It is supposed to have been produced by some damaged coffee, which has putrefied on one of the wharves.
There was also a political dimension to the medical debate. All this talk about filth in Philadelphia.
Those who believed that yellow fever was imported and contagious considered that an insult to the reputation of the city of Philadelphia.
But those who blamed dirt and stench, they insisted the country and the city needed work and improvements.
Cleaning up the filth in the streets was simply one of the most urgent of many longer-term improvements that were necessary for the development of this young nation.
The yellow fever epidemic continues to claim lives. Many doctors flee the city, but Benjamin Rush stays behind and is devoted to caring for his patients, and also to see his approach to dealing with yellow fever carried out.
From 10 to 20 grains calomel with an equal quantity of jalap are a dose. The patient should drink plentifully of chicken water or water gruel.
We're going to go to our next stop, which is just across the street, to hear about the life and death battle Benjamin Rush finds himself fighting over the next couple of months.